Well, her statement is remarkable, first of all. She says, music is art, art is valuable, valuable things should be paid for. And I think, you know, most people now understand how damaging Spotify has been to middle-class recording artists. But for the, arguably the biggest pop star in the world, to remove her catalog from Spotify right. this week, and to do so in such a way where she's demonstrating that she actually has control over her own catalog,
right. By the way, it's not about needing money for her. I mean, she's very rich. It's about making a statement, it sounds like.
Right, and she did this. What she's saying is Spotify is a bad bet. But it's a bad bet for artists. And then she's proven correct, because what happens is her album becomes the best-selling album of the year, and it's the fastest-selling album in a decade.
So, Blake, some would say that's an anomaly. That is Taylor Swift, a mega star globally. And someone would push back and say to you, well, for those artists in the middle that don't necessarily have that name recognition, Spotify is incredibly important for getting their music out there. I can tell you, I'm listening to this one song now on Spotify mm-hmm. on repeat, and I've probably listened to it 100 times, so I might be more likely to buy that song. What do you say to that argument?
There's no evidence to suggest that people who stream end up buying music. In fact, they don't. And the 100 times that you've listened to that song has paid the artist almost absolutely nothing.
How do you know that they don't?
Because not only am I an artist who gets his own royalty statements, I own a record label, so I get a special kind of eagle eye view at all of the artists on our label, and nobody's making any money from Spotify.
You sat down, well, they're making some money in small increments, but you sat down with some Spotify executives here right. in New York. Can you tell me about that meeting?
There were two real important takeaways from the meeting. So I was invited to an artist-only meeting to have a dialogue with Spotify. The two takeaways were this. The executives from Spotify said that the per-stream rate artists get mm-hmm. will likely never go up, no matter how much Spotify grows or how fast it grows. And after we picked our jaws up off the ground in this meeting, after we heard that, this executive went on to explain, to trumpet how important Spotify has become in the music industry, because Spotify's streams are now being factored in on the charts.
We were talking, our team, this morning about this. It's sort of like you invent an airline and then you expect people to walk, right? Technology progresses, and the consumer, we want what we can get that's the fastest and the best deal for us. So is it the consumer demanding it?
Well, this isn't about technology. This is about paying artists fairly for their work. Nobody's against the internet that I've ever met.
Right.
Nobody's against streaming.
You're not against the service.
No, streaming can work, but it can't work if the artists who make the streaming service's only product, music, aren't getting paid. What Taylor Swift has done is she's made it very clear that artists actually don't need they don't necessarily need right. Spotify, but Spotify does necessarily need artists.
Of course, it relies on it. Do you
That's right.
think, finally, as we wrap up, that if Apple does come out with a streaming comparable to Spotify, that cannibalizes their for sale business?
I think that everyone is looking at Spotify right now, including Apple, and they're realizing that Spotify has a choice. They can either evolve into a productive, positive, profitable business model, or they can find themselves as the next MySpace.